All right, here we go. Seatbelts all secure. Ed Alexander, Bill Buckmaster, the two traveling guys. Ed Alexander doing a road trip across the United States last week from Tucson back to D.C. and getting here in time by flying back, of course. But Ed had a great trip. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the show on this Tuesday, even though it feels like Monday, September the 8th, 2015, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. My thanks to Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, KVOI operations manager Ray Allen, and the team here at KVOI for holding down the fort while I was up in Western Canada, where summer is really over, and in some places the autumn leaves at their peak already. So no matter where one wanders in this great big world, Tucson is still a great place to come home to. Yes, we have all sorts of problems, but putting it all in perspective, pretty darn good here in Tucson. Always nice to come home. We're going to begin with Terry Bracey, who is in Washington, D.C. Shelley, speaking of, Shelley is very happy today. And Shelley's with me in studio already for his Tuesday Money Maker Report. And folks are making money today. The market is up very, very nicely. We'll hear about that. Dr. Ray Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine Dean, will be here at 12:30 with our Your Med Seg and Lou Midran of the Food Bank, talking about Hunger Awareness Month in Tucson to close out the show. The live line number 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, and he represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you?
Oh, Bill, I'm great. Just back from playing golf in Nebraska and my favorite course, Sand Hills, and I hope you and Ann had a great holiday up in Canada.
We certainly did. So you're at it, you and Ed and you, three of us all traveling last week. You're a big ball fan, baseball fan. How do your Nationals look for making the playoffs here?
Well, we'll find out more tonight. The Mets are in town. You know, the Nats were supposed to be the team to beat, and everybody's beat them. So we'll see. I think if they win tonight, they beat the Mets. If they win this series, then they're in it. If not, they're gone. The teams that are really impressive, though, are the Cards, the Pirates, and the Cubs. And well, I think that's where the action is this year. So I'm a Cards fan, too. I grew up in St. Louis, so I have two options.
We'll see how the Cubs do, being a lifelong Cub fan. We've been disappointed so many times before, so we'll see. Hey, Terry, let's talk about, obviously, the presidential race. The Republicans are known, of course, as the grand old party. But looking at the presidential candidates this year, maybe it's the Democrats who are old. What is that all about?
Well, Bill, this is a really interesting and unspoken issue that's sort of cropped up, and it's important and hard to explain. The Democratic leaders of the House and Senate, as we know, are well into their 70s. Hillary Clinton will be 68, Bernie Sanders, 75, Vice President Biden, 74. Only Governor O'Malley, who's in his 50s is and not given much a chance, is a younger version of a candidate. So basically, the Democrats are reverting to the generation of candidates that Barack Obama beat 8 years ago, and history tells us that's never a healthy thing for a party.
Well, and of course, many of the leaders, just because you are later in life doesn't mean that you can't be capable, and of course, hopefully, you've gained a lot of wisdom along the way as well, Terry.
Well, that's true. Old guys like me like to believe it anyway. But remember, Bill, that the average age for a president at inauguration is 54.
Wow.
And the demands of campaigning and governing are exhausting and unrelenting. I saw that process basically destroy the health of Mo Udall, who was in his mid-50s and an athlete. So whether we want to admit it or not, later life involves physical and often mental decline. Remember, President Reagan, who was elected at 69 in his second term, we now know, was suffering from Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
President Eisenhower had 3 heart attacks. Woodrow Wilson was bedridden by a stroke for a couple of years. Age certainly is an issue that should be taken into account, Bill. Maybe somebody ought to send a memo to the Democratic National Committee.
Let's go to the live line. Our friend Jim Kelly would like to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Jim. You're with Terry Bracey.
Hi, Terry. It's Jim Kelly. Hey, listen, yep. I didn't hear you mention Jim Webb. And I think
he's 70.
He's young enough, and you know, he's got a very JFK-like principle. What do you think of him?
He's a very impressive. I voted for him here in Virginia as a senator, but Jim Webb's 70 years old.
Hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't think he was that old. I thought he was still in his early 60s. Well, nope. Oh, well, that makes sense then, what you're saying. I agree with you. They're old. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks,
okay,
Jim.
Well,
Terry, the agenda that Congress is facing is very, let's face it, it's jam-packed, isn't it now?
It is. We have a very busy period coming up, Bill. You want to sort of go down the list here?
Yeah, what do you have?
Well, appropriations. That's always the big thing. Well, once again, we're in the showdown era of appropriations. Basically, nothing's been done because we're caught up with social issues like Planned Parenthood or some economic issues like the Export-Import Bank, which have invaded what should be just a pure appropriations debate and held up any real action. So my guess is in the short term, we're going to have an extension by the 1st of October when you have to, although Senator Cruz and others are threatening another government shutdown. I don't think that'll happen. But more interestingly, because the Defense Department over the August break has been talking to the Republicans in the Senate and pushing very, very hard for a long-term defense program, I think there's a good chance that by the end of the year we may finally have that mega deal, Bill, we've been looking for, where we break through the sequester and there is a larger appropriations for defense long-term programs. And tagged to that will be raises in the domestic programs demanded by the Democrats. The question is which taxes and which user fees will be raised to pay for it, but I think there's a very good chance that will happen. But that probably is December.
And transportation will be involved in that as well, I assume.
Well, yeah, it could get thrown into the mix there in a mega bill, but basically you've got a divide between the House and the Senate. The Senate has a 6-year bill, which, interestingly, they've paid for not by a road tax or a gas tax, but by a tax on banks. And everybody hates banks, I guess, so they taxed the banks to do it. Meanwhile, over in the House, they're arguing just for an extension because they can't figure out who has to pay for this and are fearful of taxing anybody. But at the end of the day, you know, roads aren't for free. And the contractors, like the Defense Department, have been working very, very hard on our congressional delegations. And we're likely to see some action there, I think.
Well, you're a former undersecretary of transportation, and this infrastructure issue is not getting any better, Terry Bracey.
It's amazing. When I was there, the Highway Trust Fund was solvent. It was sacrosanct, and every few years Congress would say raise the gas tax by a penny, and every penny gave us $1 billion of construction money, and we kept the highways clean and we kept them repaired and we built the interstate out. And somehow now people have got the idea that we all deserve good roads, but we don't have to pay for them. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
And, of course, we've got the Iran deal. Does that look like that's pretty much a done deal now at this point?
Just got the 41st vote today, and that's a done deal. Now, it'll play out. There'll be a bitter debate in the Senate a lot of posturing by presidential candidates, and there's a fair amount of anger about this deal on the part of several lobbies, and the supporters of Israel are very divided about this. And it's a risky thing, no doubt. But it's gonna pass.
Hey Terry, I've only got about a minute or so. Some of your thoughts about Donald Trump. People have been saying, well, it's this 25-30% polling. It's going to fade. It hasn't really faded. Some of your thoughts, quickly, please.
Well, I think that politicians have underestimated how the public feels about them as a class. If you have two houses on a street, and one house is a house of ill repute, everything bad goes on it, and people, they see all the politicians they see living in that house. Donald Trump and this physician and the outsiders live across the street, and they're interested in these people because they don't live in the political house. So it's a year that the outsiders are getting a lot of traction. It'll be fascinating to see how long this lasts. But the experts in Washington have wildly underestimated the strong impulse the country feels, and that's why you have Donald Trump, who, by the way, is 70 years old, and Bernie Sanders,
yeah.
And we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Terry Bracey, always a pleasure talking with you. And how did your golf game go? You traveled to Nebraska. I know you play on the senior circuit. How did it go?
Well, Bill, let's just say I ain't what I used to be. I have fun, though, you know.
And I won't ask your age.
yeah, well, I can shoot it sometimes.
Okay. All right. Terry Bracey, thank you very much. Always
okay,
a
Bill.
Pleasure. All right.
Bye.
12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. We have a very optimistic and smiling Shelley Fishman with me next.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm going over the checklist for our holiday party at Reed Park Zoo.
Santa, music, falling snow, twinkling lights, and food are already going to be there. Reed Park Zoo takes care of everything.
I didn't realize it would be so easy.
Honey, all you have to do is call and book the party.
Whether you're hosting a formal wedding or a casual barbecue, the Reed Park Zoo provides a fun environment for an unforgettable event. For more information about booking your next get-together, visit reedparkzoo.org.
The U of A Psychiatry Department is seeking veterans, first responders, and other individuals who've experienced traumatic stress in the past 5 years to participate in a DOD-funded study using light exposure and brain imaging. Eligible participants will receive up to $1,200 for completing the study. For more information, call 520-428-5141 or visit uascanlab.com. Click on the Traumatic Stress Study link. That's 520-428-5141 or uascanlab.com. This study has been approved by the U of A Institutional Review Board.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the man, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. First of all, Shelley, thank you for sitting in for me last Tuesday, and you kind of did something different from the financial thing. Your love of music, most folks probably don't realize it, but you kind of had a thinking about it one time as a professional.
Oh, absolutely.
You've had a career as a professional singer. Yeah, I mean, so you had a very unusual show for the Buckmaster Show that dealt with music. It was kind of nice departure.
Thank you, Bill. It was a lot of fun to do. Uh-huh. I hope the audience enjoyed it, mm-hmm. but we in the studio enjoyed it. We got into a lot of interesting discussions about the difference between pop music and classical music.
Right.
One of the consistencies that came out, of course, is the need to practice and the need to prepare and how important having a supportive family and a supportive family background is in order to kind of incubate those kinds of interests and make them seem okay as career objectives. Because, you know, if your parents want you to be an engineer or a lawyer or a doctor, mm-hmm. and you say, I'm going to be a trombonist, you know, that's a different set of expectations.
Yeah. Well, into the financial world, and there is good news. The market is really rebounding today.
Well, the market believes that it's Monday, because if it knew it was Tuesday
and we were going to do the show, we'd have a problem. Yeah.
We're up about 350 points, and that's good. So we're down, you know, I haven't done the math exactly, but it's less than 10% for the year on the Dow. And what we're seeing is some of the problems that have caused the volatility are working themselves kind of through. So we're seeing resolution on the Greek problem. We do have problems in Europe clearly with refugees, and that's causing more friction within the European community. Don't see it as immediately affecting the economies in Europe. We have very strong reports out of Germany over the weekend on their trade. So that what we're seeing now is the biggest influencers of where the market seems to be headed are, number one, uncertainty in the emerging markets, and that, of course, means China. It always means China. Mm-hmm. And also, what is the Fed going to do with interest rates as we go forward? The economy, last week we had a little bit of a disappointing employment report in terms of the gross numbers, though it will be adjusted up. But we had June and July adjusted up. We had our the measurement that is used to measure unemployment in the country down to 5.1%. We also had the week before adjustments in the GDP. They now said the first quarter was positive, not negative, and the second quarter was over 3%. Mm. So We're looking to close to 3% GDP growth for the year. That's very healthy growth. We're seeing very, very good growth in employment. We're seeing some nice growth, by the way, in salaries. Not as good as it needs to be, but we're seeing some growth there. So the number seems to be solid. What we are seeing, however, that is still causing disruption in the market is uncertainty about where China really is in terms of their growth and therefore their propensity and need for ordering materials, commodities mostly, from the other emerging market countries. And also some uncertainty about what the Fed is going to do. You know, the Fed likes to keep their options open, mm-hmm. and they've been very aggressively keeping those options open. The number I saw this morning was that only 20% of economists now believe that the Fed will raise rates in September. That brings us into December, and then, of course, we'll have to see.
You have said all along, Shelley Fishman, that you do not see a rate increase in September.
That's true. I would go so far as to say I don't even see one in December. The reason being that we need to have capital staying in Europe mostly, but also staying in Asia. If we start raising rates and we are still the safe, you know, the safe debt. So if the Fed starts raising rates and we start seeing higher rates on treasuries, that will attract money from overseas. And, you know, quite frankly, that could hurt our trading partners. That's been my primary reason for saying there's not a high likelihood that the Fed will do this. But keep in mind that the Fed's charge is not to look after the health of Europe and Asia. Their charge is to look after mm-hmm. the health of the U.S. economy.
Right.
And so they could never admit to that. So I think in September we'll see another one of these where we're still watching to see what the economy does. And then as we get into the fall and the beginning of winter, the Fed will then make a decision. But even if they do raise rates in December, it'll be a quarter of a point.
China is so dependent on commodities, buying commodities Absolutely. From other people. And I was just up in Canada where they're just really hurting the oil shale, the prices of, well, oil general just collapsed. You would think now that China will be able to buy commodities like from Canada at a much reduced rate.
Well, they can, yeah. except they don't need them.
Okay.
And the problem, of course, is that China, based upon their forecasts of continued economic growth close to double digits, was building in advance housing, factory space, and other infrastructure that has turned out to be underutilized, to say the least. Now, it's all going to catch up, but for now, they've slowed up on all that buying. And most of that buying is minerals. It's copper, it's silver, it's gold, it's platinum, it's oil to make tar, it's cement. It's the kinds of things that some of the economies in the emerging markets are so dependent upon. So when China really cuts back on that stuff, it affects everybody. You can see where the price of oil has gone right mm-hmm. now. I saw it, I think this morning it opened at around 48. So that's permanent for, when I say permanent, it's not short term. We're seeing lower prices of oil. Now, that's good for the U.S. economy in some ways. In other ways, there's a flip side to the coin. You know, we're seeing layoffs and some defaults in some of the secondary and tertiary recovery companies that service the oil industry. We're seeing some slowdowns in fracking and that kind of thing. That's got to work itself through, and I think that the Fed is very concerned about that right now. I know, for instance, if you take a look at lower quality bonds, junk bonds or nearly junk bonds, we're seeing that they've dropped significantly, and even though they're paying, you know, very high interest rates for the prices of those bonds and those bond funds, they're worrisome to the people who buy and trade bonds.
Shelley Fishman with a certified financial planner, and the downturn in the market has been a good time for everyone to take a look at their portfolio.
Absolutely.
And say, is it too heavily weighed in one area or another? It's got kind of a gut check for most investors.
Absolutely. If you're a conservative investor and you're in the 80-20 or 70-30, 70% bonds, mm-hmm. you have not been hit badly by this downturn. You're maybe down a point or two. If you're very heavily weighted toward equities, you could be down 7 or 8%, and in certain sectors, you could be down more than that.
If you were doing some of the oil sector funds.
Oil sectors,
oh boy.
And some of the things that got hit that'll come back, like biotech, which shouldn't be down, but is.
All right. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, what's a good way to reach you, Shelley, and an investor, a potential investor, would like to talk to you?
I think the best way is to go to the BuckmasterShow.com site, hit the hyperlink, and that sends me an email, and then I respond right away.
And you even call people on vacation.
I do call people from my vacation. Yes, I do.
All right, Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and cockroaches. You know what I did? Smartest call I ever made in my life. I called my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. I was introduced to a guy named Joey. He'd been my technician for 11 years. A great job. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
With Five Star Pest Control, we know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views, Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. We call it Your Meds, featuring Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest and successful venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources on medication. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries, visit crediblemeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill.
Congratulations. Your association with CPATH continues, being the emeritus, kind of the founder of that organization. The 10th anniversary event, which I'm sorry I was out of town and unable to attend, but I understand it was very successful last week.
It was, Bill, and thank you for doing the video.
Your comments
were appreciated, and the rest of the community was there. The mayor, a couple of former congressmen, Jim Colby and Ron Barber, were there. And so it was the community hearing again how important this organization is, the 10 years, what they've accomplished. I was really pleased. Janet Woodcock, who's the head of the Center for Drugs, it's the biggest part of the FDA that reviews all the medicines, came here specifically, flew in and out on her birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
To say thank you to the community for creating CPATH, which has now over 1,000 scientists working with the FDA.
And the whole point of the creation of CPATH was to kind of get some of these really vitally necessary medication to the people, the critically ill people who need it, without having to wait forever for that medication.
Absolutely. It's still taking far. It's faster, and CPATH is making a big difference. But there's so much more work that can be done, and CPATH is doing it. They have 10 consortia now, and the FDA is so appreciative of what they've been able to do for important drugs. And while Janet was here, we had a chance to talk, and she was sharing with me some of the frustrations she has to deal with as head of the most misunderstood agency in our government.
Did you get a chance to talk with her about this new libido pill for women that is coming, that the FDA has now approved?
We did, and it was really funny. People coming out of the woodwork to have an opinion about this medicine. You know, the FDA, we complain because it takes so long for them to develop important new drugs. Well, they don't develop them. They review them, and the companies develop them, and the FDA reviews them as quickly as they possibly can. But there's this other thing that this new drug is characteristic of, and that is the lifestyle drugs that are being developed.
Mm-hmm.
Industry has focused amazing resources on drugs to grow hair, to fix acne, to control your sex life or facilitate your sex life. And the newest one is Addy, this new drug that has just been approved and will hit the market in October.
And it has been, this review was delayed 5 years, wasn't it?
It was, because there were serious concerns about the medicine. It was controversial because no medicine had ever been developed to improve libido for women. And it had minimal effectiveness, hard to find effectiveness, but it did statistically improve the libido of some women. And it has some side effects. So the FDA was very concerned about approving it, but there was tremendous social pressure. You know, men have Viagra. Why don't women have their counterpart to that? And that made Janet's life pretty complex. She had, the one side, the proponents saying that it fills an unmet medical need.
Mm-hmm.
And these were mostly paid consultants for the drug industry. But they were academic leaders who believe, and they brought patients to the meetings who said, this is really stressful for me. I have reduced libido. I want to have normal, quote, normal libido. And people argue about what normal libido is.
Well, the whole FDA, as you point out, it is misunderstood. The FDA does not create
drugs. They approve and oversee the, in some regards, the development of the drugs.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be about safety. And,
right.
Yeah. But you wonder, why do they approve dangerous drugs for lifestyle uses?
Because Congress says they have to. The law is that any medicine is proposed to the FDA and they can show that it works, it has effectiveness and efficacy, it has reasonable safety, the FDA can't keep that drug off the market. It can limit how it's used, and that's what they're doing in this case. They're requiring doctors and pharmacists be certified because of their concerns about it. But they cannot refuse to approve a drug, and it's not the FDA's fault. They can't determine what kind of drugs are brought to them, but they can help inform the public when those medicines do get to the market.
And what are some of the safety concerns that have been raised about this this new drug? How is it pronounced?
Addy.
Addy.
A-D-D-Y-I.
Okay.
And it's a medicine that is intended to improve the libido, to treat what's been called hypoactive sexual desire disorder, but only in premenstrual women, premenopausal women, mm-hmm. And for libido, low libido that causes marked distress and or interpersonal difficulty. And that's not due to a psychiatric illness. So it's a very limited market, but there's some indications that they expect greater use because the drug, after it was approved, was sold to another company for $1 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
So they expect a lot of usage of this medicine, but even though the limitations are there.
But there were controversies in this whole whether or not it works, and mm-hmm. it kind of gets subjective, doesn't it?
It's very subjective. And the bottom line was that about 10% more women felt that they had mm-hmm. one, maybe not quite even one more satisfying event, is what mm-hmm. they called it, mm-hmm. per month after they were taking the medicine. But as you mentioned, it has serious side effects too, fainting especially, in people who had been drinking alcohol especially. So fainting, nausea. It can cause people to feel bad and maybe hurt themselves when they faint. So that's why the FDA had to approve it, but they had to make sure it's used as safely as possible. But once it's on the market, any doctor can prescribe it once they get certified.
And they see an ad on TV, they have more pressure to
prescribe
it. Yeah.
Exactly. And patients will come demanding it. And,
yeah, they will.
Patients should know that if a doctor doesn't want to prescribe something for you, there's a good reason, and don't push back on that.
Let's go to our live line. Dan has a question, I believe, about drug availability, prescription drugs available in Mexico. Hey, Dan.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, one of my Mexican workers was telling me this morning about this drug, and apparently it's already being black marketed in Mexico.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't know how safe any drugs are in Mexico, but apparently they're pushing this thing already, and what do you think about that?
Okay.
Well, my guess is that it's probably not this drug. It's probably something, a counterfeit. I don't know, but mm-hmm. I do know that many of the popular drugs in this country are available as counterfeits in other countries, especially Mexico. So I would be very cautious. This one hasn't been around long enough to be
already real. already counterfeited.
Yep.
But Dan brings up a good point. Many Americans do cross the border to save money on prescription drugs in Mexico.
They do.
Yeah.
And that's a serious concern at the FDA because the Mexican regulatory agency is very limited in what it can do. And the medicines that are sold there often are available in this country. They would require a prescription.
But you're a physician, and when people would go to you and they saw an ad on TV or something, doesn't a doctor feel kind of like doctors are human? They want to feel like the patient had a good experience, right? Good office visit. Well, don't they feel like pressure? Maybe I have to kind of satisfy this patient.
There's a lot of research, some of it done here at the University of Arizona on this topic, and what you find is that when you do surveys, doctors will say, well, they would have gotten it from somebody else anyway. So I wanted to make them happy. I wanted them to come back.
Yeah.
And by the way, I only had 5 to 10 minutes to talk to them. I didn't have time to sit down and really explain why that medicine is not right for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still teaching medical students.
Right.
Proud to do that. And I teach my medical students and young doctors, take the time anyway, because mm-hmm. that's why you went into medicine, to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring the facts and giving them a prescription that could be dangerous, even if it's a simple antibiotic for a virus,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to help. And it can be dangerous.
So you're saying to these young docs that, hey, look, take the extra, even though the clock is running, of course, you have to limit the patient time, but take the extra minute even to explain this.
Absolutely, because that patient may not go get it from somebody else. Maybe they will see you as a real angel looking over their shoulder mm-hmm. the way you wanted them to look
All
at
right.
you.
Dr. Ray Woosley, thank you very much. We want to direct everybody to the Credible Meds website. And it's Credible Meds website's easy to use, right? Type in your medication.
That's right. Put in your medications, and it will check to see if they're on our danger list. You can then print that. You can email that form to your doctor, your pharmacist. They can do additional checks. They can make sure that the medicines they have in their records agree with your records. Carry it in your wallet so that if you get hit by a truck
mm-hmm.
or if you go to the hospital for any reason, doctors can look at that medication list and know what you're taking.
All right. CredibleMeds.org. Dr. Woosley, see you next month. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back on Buckmaster. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that most men die from preventable illnesses, or they simply accept many health conditions as part of getting older? That's why Tucson urologists formed Epic Health, a clinic designed just for men. In just 15 minutes, you can get a free screening worth $1,600 that looks at simple testosterone levels, vitamin deficiencies, various cancers, and a lot more. Epic Health is located at Grant and Swan and Crossroads East by Outback Steakhouse. Call 448-0401. Real doctors, real medicine, Epic Health. Men's healthcare, evolve.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for the monthly showdown with Sean McCluskey and David Morales. Also, the nutrition reporter Jack Chalom joins us for his monthly visit to Buckmaster, which airs during the noon hour on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition that feels like a Monday, but we are off and running here, and this portion of the program brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. What a beautiful time of year over in Silver City, that mile-high elevation, mild days, cool nights, lots to do. One of my favorite places, the Cliff Dwellings National Monument, just north of town, and there's no shortage of great places to stay, like Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort and the Continental Divide RV Park. You can find out more by visiting their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now in the studio on the Buckmaster Show, Lou Medrin from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, where it is a very busy place because September is Hunger Awareness Month here in Tucson. Lou, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill.
Well, Ed Alexander has pulled up here on my screen the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona website, and I can't believe, Lou, all the activities that you all have put together. It's almost like there's something going on every day in September.
September is just always such a very, very busy month. It just kicks off the whole season for us going into the new year. We have it's a nationwide effort to increase awareness across the country. Most of the Feeding America partners engage in Hunger Action Month and Hunger Awareness Month. And we have several very large food drives going on. We have statewide food drive with Albertsons, Safeway, and Food City and Bash's. And then we also have Project Isaiah, which is the local congregations, the Jewish congregations, do a month-long food drive for us. We have our grand opening of our Wilcox Distribution Center in Wilcox, opening up on Monday. That's the grand opening. And then, of course, our largest fundraiser of the year is the Hunger Walk, which is Saturday, September 19th.
What's going on with the Hunger Walk? How does that work?
That is it's a typical walk where you get your sponsors to come in there and support the Community Food Bank through their donations. We're trying to reach 1,000 walkers and $100,000. And I believe we're about at the halfway point for walkers. Tucson is always kind of a late sign-up kind of a market, so we expect that to really kick in this weekend and going into the next week. It's over at Sam Lena Park, right over at Country Club in Ajo. So you start the walk there, go around a little bit, a part of the park, and then we actually bring people down Country Club into the warehouse where you actually get to see the warehouse in action and see what we actually do at the food bank.
Where is your warehouse?
It's at 3003 South Country Club. So it's between Ajo and 36th Street on Country Club.
And you had a new, because it's a relatively new building, isn't it, for the warehouse?
Yeah, it's been, I imagine it's probably been more than 10 years. It used to
really?
It used to be the Levy's department store warehouse, the old Levy's from Elkhorn. Uh-huh. And that's we got that several years back, and we grew into that pretty quickly.
Well, $1, believe it or not, can buy a lot of food. And because you have this buying power, for every $1, I think you can pretty much provide, wasn't it, Lou, 4 meals?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. For every dollar provided, we can distribute 4 meals. That's why the cash donations are so vital to the success of the Community Food Bank. I mean, we always do food drives, but now we actually call them food and fun drives, you know, to try to generate the cash, because we can do so much more with that dollar. And then along that line is that 97 cents of every dollar goes directly into a food program. So we have great success with managing money in terms of trying to help the folks that need our help.
What are some of the other programs that are going to be highlighted in September?
Well, we started one back in July where we have the Double Up SNAP program. Where
What's that about?
That is folks that are on SNAP dollars can, when they go to one of the community food banks, farmers market, the Santa Cruz Farmers Market, and the one actually at the food bank, you can double up your dollars. If you, for every $20 of produce you can buy, we'll double it and you can get $40 worth of produce. So now you can really walk away with a good amount of produce that can last you. So that's a really popular program. We also partnered up with the Boys and Girls Club, which we do almost every year for the after school meals program, which just kicked in because the school started. We provide meals through a government grant to provide after school meals because we know a lot of the children get home and they don't have meals or nobody's home when they get there. So they can go to Boys and Girls Club around the Tucson area and get a free meal.
Because children really have to have, let's face it, they've got to have nutrition to do well in school and to grow, and it's very difficult for some of these kids that live in poverty and they don't have the kind of food support that they need.
Yeah, and there's studies have shown that they just don't perform as well in school without, you know, if they're hungry. So you want to make sure that they have some kind of meal. We have the after school backpack program too for weekends, so they have snacks on the weekend. And we've come to find out too that a lot of the kids are sharing those with their family just because of the assistance that they require. So it's so vital that we are able to provide meals and nourishment to kids. And with the partnership that we also have with TUSD in terms of providing, we've got local farmers that now will provide fresh produce to TUSD. We've got a partnership with them, so now we can make sure that they get fresh produce. It helps the local regional farmers. Now they have a consistent place to have their products sold. So it kind of works all the way around. We're able to provide good food to the children. The local farmers now have a place that they can provide that to us consistently. TUSD is able to make sure that their students are growing and learning properly, and we've just been able to facilitate that as the community food bank.
How about seniors who are really having difficulty getting by?
Seniors, they're 20% of our clients at the community food bank. And what we find, too, is a lot of those folks are raising grandchildren that they didn't expect. So, you know, if they're on a limited income, having to raise children again is not something they probably planned for. So, yeah, they struggle.
It is a poor community, Southern Arizona, but it's very rich in giving so many volunteers. And you really couldn't, Lou, keep your organization going without people who give of their time without being expecting to be paid.
There is no way the Community Food Bank could do what we do without the volunteers. We have over 2,000 volunteers annually, and they basically come up to about 191,000 hours of volunteer time.
Wow.
Which equals 94 full-time employees. So there is no way we could ever distribute the amount of food, pack it, and get it out there, and all the other work that needs to be done in a warehouse, plus the administrative work that they help us with. The staff itself could never accomplish what we've accomplished without our volunteers. So they're the ultimate value for us in being able to assist the folks in Southern Arizona.
Is your tracking of the – I know you track these things about the giving, and is it pretty much on a par with the way it has been, or where are you right now financially at the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona?
I think we're on par to where we saw last year. Mm-hmm. We did notice a slight decrease in the request for assistance earlier in the year, so that was kind of a good news.
Yes.
But then as we got to summer, it ticked back up. Mm-hmm. Now, that's usually because of the families, the children going home from school. Now, mom and dad are going to have to come up with some meals that they normally weren't providing for, because 70% of the kids, maybe even 71% of the children in TUSD are already on a reduced lunch program. So all of a sudden, now they're home. So we had a nice trend there for a little bit where we thought, you know, maybe we're coming out of this a little bit. But it just ticked back up. So we're trying to see what the numbers are now that school's back in.
And if you register for the Hunger Walk, only about $20?
It's $20 to be able to walk down here at the Community Food Bank. You can register online at hungerwalkarizona.org. We'll have prizes and we'll have entertainment down at the park. We have a Tucson Fire Department will be down there with the fire truck. We'll have Mr. Nature's Music Garden, all kinds of events for the kids. We'll have a couple of contests down at the warehouse as you walk through where you get to guess the weight of some of these large totes that we have with food. So yeah, it'll be fun. It's really a family oriented walk, and it's a short walk. We've shortened it down to about 1.6 miles, so it's early in the morning. Should be nice and easy.
That time of year should be very nice. That's coming up September the 19th, a Saturday. And by the way, $20 will provide 80 meals. So indeed, you all do have great buying power. Lou, we're going to wrap it up with you. And again, we can direct people to the website, communityfoodbank.org, and you have all of the listings of the activities. By the way, this radio station touches areas like Wilcox. You mentioned Wilcox. Where will that distribution center be over there? And that's opening Monday?
It's opening Monday, and it's right there off the freeway. You can actually see it from the freeway. It's right behind the little McDonald's right there that we all see as we drive through Wilcox.
And you serve five different counties of Southern Arizona. Mm-hmm. So Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona doing great work. Lou Medrin, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by Silver City. We want to remind you that coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, then we have Wake Up Tucson. We do 3 hours of local talk here, Wake Up from 6 to 8, then the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9, and then I'm back with you with Ed Alexander from 1204 to 1. So we do a lot of local talk here on KVOI. Very proud of our programming and hope you'll be joining us. Until then, I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.